Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. This is Shimon Newbord with Hilchis Shabbos, Chapter 4. This chapter contains six halachas, and it deals with cases where it's permitted and cases where it's forbidden to wrap up hot foods on Friday so that they will remain hot on Shabbos. In the previous chapter, we discussed leaving foods to cook on the fire. Today we discuss foods that are already cooked and they are wrapped up to preserve their heat. Halacha Aleph, yesh dvorim she'im toman bohem hatavshil hu mischamim. There are certain substances which, if we wrap up cooked food in these substances, it heats up further. Umoisifim bevishuloi ke'ein ha'esh, and it continues cooking it as if it were on the fire. Kigoin, for examples of these substances that increase the heat of the food, hagefes, residue of pressed olives, vizevel, manure, vamelach, salt, visid, plaster, vachoil, sand, oizagin, peels from the grapes, umuchen vasovin, or muchen, this is pressed wool fiber, or pressed cotton fibers, vasovim, or grasses, bizman sheshloshtem lachim, the latter three, that is grape peels, and pressed fibers, and grass, only if they are still wet, vafilu machmas atzmam, and they need not be wet because you put them in water, even if they're still wet in their natural state, that's also considered wet, and they will increase the heat. Udvarim elu nikroim dover hamisif hevel. All the things we have listed till now are called substances which increase the heat or increase the steam if you wrap up a cooking pot in a pot of cooked food with these substances. Vayesh dvarim, there are other substances, shem toman bohem hatavshil, which if you wrap up some cooked food in them, yishoyer b'chamimusay bovad, it merely preserves its heat. Ve'enam moisifim loy bishul, and they do not further cook it. Elamoyne moisay milhitstanein, they merely prevent it from cooling off. Kegoin, examples of these substances, zagin, grape peels, umuchin, pressed fibers, vaasovim, and grasses, yaveshim, if they are, these three are dried out, uksus, or a garment, some heavy garment, some cloth, upeiris, or fruits of various sorts, vechanfe yoina, pigeon feathers, unoiris hapishton, and the residue that falls off when flax is beaten to make linen, a powdery residue falls off it, neseris harashim, sawdust, vishalchin, and freshly removed hides that were just removed from animals have not yet been made into leather, the gizei tzemer, freshly shorn wool, dvarim elu, these substances, nikroim, they are referred to as dover she'enei meisif hevel, substances which do not increase the heat or the steam. Halocha beis min hadin hoya, theoretically, the law should be, she'toimnim bedover ha'meisif hevel miboid yoim, that it should be permissible to wrap up food with substances that increase the steam and continue cooking it. If it's done miboid yoim, if it's done Friday while it's yet day, the yishoyer hatavshil tomin b'shabbos, even though the food will then remain wrapped up with this substance on Shabbos and it will continue to cook, theoretically it should be permitted. Shahari mashin al gabi ho'esh b'shabbos, because in previous chapter we learned that under many circumstances it's even permitted to leave the food on the fire on Shabbos when it certainly continues to cook. Why is this forbidden then? Aval osu chachovim lahatman bedovah hamoisif hevel. Nevertheless, the sages have forbidden us by rabbinical decree to wrap up foods in things that increase the steam and make them cook further, even though it's still daytime on Friday. Why did they do that? Gezeira, they made this decree, Shema Tartiach HaGedeira B'Shabbos, because we are afraid that since the pot continues to cook, it may boil up vigorously on Shabbos, and the food then is in danger of being spoiled, the yitzarech legaloisa, and then he will have to uncover it, achetanuach harasicha, until the boiling subsides, The Yarzeh v'yichaseh b'Shabbos, and then he will cover it up again on Shabbos. V'nimtza, and it turns out that what is he doing when he covers it up again? Toimen b'dova hamoisef hevel, he's wrapping it up with something that increases its heat by Shabbos. He does this on Shabbos, shehu aser, and it's forbidden. Therefore, we forbid him to do it even before Shabbos. Lefichach, and therefore, since this is the reason that we forbid it, muta lahatmin bedava hamoisif hevel bein hashmoshes. They did not forbid it. It's permitted to wrap up foods even with things that increase the heat. If it's done bein hashmoshes, if it's done at twilight, shesdam kederes, if it's done Friday at twilight, it's permitted, shesdam kederes, bein hashmoshes, kvaraschu, v'nochomi babuan, because ordinarily, what kind of pots of cooked food do we have at twilight? That's food that was set up to cook Friday during the day, and it's already finished its boiling. The nochumi babuam, they are now only simmering, they are not vigorously boiling. The kivin shanochu, and once they have stopped, the boiling has already subsided, and they are only simmering, shuveinam reischim, they will no longer boil up rapidly, even if we wrap them in things that will increase the heat. Because even if we left them on the fire, they also would not vigorously boil once they have stopped boiling and they have started to quietly simmer. Halacha gimel, v'chein min hadin, similarly, the law theoretically should be, hoyalit meina tavshil bedover sheinei moisif hevel b'shavas atzma. It should also be permissible to wrap up foods in these substances that do not increase the heat, they merely preserve the heat. It should be permitted to do it on Shabbos itself, because all we're doing is keeping it warm, we're not heating it. Aval osu chachamim davazen, nevertheless, the sages forbid us to do this on Shabbos, gzeira shema yatmin beremetz, because the decree was made out of fear that if we permit him to do it, he will wrap it up with ashes that are still hot, he will bury it in hot ashes, which he thinks are already extinguished, the yia b'nitzutz shalesh, and in fact there are still sparks of fire in these ashes, v'nimtze choyte b'gecholim, and therefore when he wraps it up like this, when he buries it in it, he is moving around the ashes and he is stirring up the place where there are still sparking or glowing embers, and he's making the fire. Therefore, lefichach osu chachamim osu lahatmin dover cham b'shabbos. Therefore, they forbid us to wrap up any hot food on Shabbos, v'afilu b'dover she'enei moisif hevel, and even with substances that do not heat it further. Halacha dalet, sofik hashecha, sofik eina hashecha. Now we learned that on Friday, when it's still daytime, it's forbidden, but when it begins to get dark, it's permitted. And now how do we know whether it's just beginning to get dark or it's already fully dark and it's Shabbos and forbidden altogether? If it, he's in doubt whether it's already dark or whether it's still twilight, muta litmein es hadover hachom. In such a case, it's permitted, where the, even where there's a doubt that it might be night, it's permitted to wrap up something that's hot. Umuta litmein es dover hatzeinin b'Shabbos b'dover she'enin moisif. And it's also permitted to take something that's cold and wrap it up in some things that do not increase the heat. Kedei shelo yitztanin b'yoseh. His purpose in wrapping it up is not that he should heat it, but he's wrapping it up only in such a fashion, since it's with a substance that does not increase the heat, he's wrapping it up so that it will not continue to get chilled even further, or if it's something that's very cold, wrapping it up this way will remove the extreme chill from it, but it will not make it hot. Chamin shetomnon me'erev Shabbos, hot food that was wrapped up on Friday, v'nizgalu b'Shabbos, and they became uncovered on Shabbos, that is, the thing in which it was wrapped fell off partly, mutala hasesam, he may cover them up again, shahare einei moisif, because he is not increasing anything, and it's not going to get hotter, mutala hachlif hakisri b'Shabbos. It's also permitted to change the covering on Shabbos. Ketzad, for example, noitel ksus, if it was wrapped up with some garment, he can remove the garment, umayniach kanfei yoina, and put down pigeon feathers in its place. Or noitel kanfei yoina, or he can, if it was wrapped up in pigeon feathers, he can remove the pigeon feathers, umayniach haksus, and put down some garment in its place, since in either of these cases it's a substance that does not increase the heat. Halochehei, pino hatavshil oy hamayim oy achamin mekli lekli acher. If he had cooked food that was cooked on Friday and he wants to wrap it up now, if he removed the cooked food or the hot water from one vessel, from the utensil in which he was cooking it, and he moved it, he emptied it into another utensil, it's permitted even on Shabbos. Once he pours it into another pot, into another utensil, it's permitted even on Shabbos to wrap up this second pot, the second utensil, bedavar sheinei meisif, with some substance that will not heat it further. K'may hadavar hatzoinen, just as we learned in the previous halacha that you can do with cold food. Why? Shalei osu lahatmin b'Shabbos, because the sages, when they forbid us to wrap up hot food on Shabbos, they only forbid us to wrap up the hot food on Shabbos, eladav acham shehu b'kli rishon, only if it's a hot food that's still in its original pot, in its original container, shenis bashel, by in which it was cooked on the fire. Avalan pinahu, but if he has emptied it into a second receptacle, this second container may be wrapped up. Mutar, he may do it. Halof evov, manichem mecham al gabi mecham b'Shabbos. If he doesn't wrap it up, he merely takes one off the fire and puts it on top of another which is still on the fire. Manichem mecham al gabi mecham b'Shabbos. He has an urn in which water is cooked, and he takes one urn off the fire and he puts it onto another urn which is still on the fire. Ukedeira al gabi kedeira, or you take one pot and you put it on top of another pot which is on the fire. Ukedeira al gabi mecham, or a pot on top of an urn. Umecham al gabi kedeira, or an urn on top of a pot. V'toch piyam b'botzik, and it's permitted to seal up the cover or the opening of this second vessel which was put on top of the first one. It's permitted to seal it up with clay or with dough. All this is permitted to do on Shabbos, not in order to increase the heat, to heat them further. It's permitted to do only so that we will preserve the heat that's already there. Shalei osu ela lahatmin b'Shabbos, because when they forbid it only to wrap it up or bury it in some substance that preserves the heat. That was forbidden on Shabbos. Aval lahaniach klicham al gabi klicham kidei sheyu oimdim b'chaim musam, but to put one hot pot on top of another hot pot in order to preserve the heat, mutar, this is permitted. Aval ein ma'anichim kli sheyesh b'dover tzeinan al gabi klicham b'Shabbos. However, it's forbidden to take a pot full of cold food and put it on top of a hot pot on Shabbos. Shehari meilus b'choim b'Shabbos, because he is conducting heat to it on Shabbos and he is causing it to become heated up. V'imhinichim me'b'erev, however, if he put it away in such a thing, in such a manner on Friday, that is on Friday he took a pot of cold food and he put it on top of a pot of hot food, if he did so mibo'erev, before evening, on Friday before it got night, mutar, this is permitted. The einay ketoinen bedover shahamaisif, and we do not treat this like a case of wrapping it in something that will increase its heat, which is forbidden to do even on Friday, but in this case it is permitted. Thank you for listening. Please listen tomorrow for chapter 5.